Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Humanity's last hope to find and settle a new world. A small terraforming fleet sets out to prepare a lifeless planet for the colony ships sure to follow in their wake.
Civilized.
Mist I see. Oh, what about under here?
Maybe we shouldn't be looking for him right now.
What do you mean?
Do we know enough about this creature to really trust him and his intentions?
I think I have a good track record of dealing with alien creatures, and Mist I seem very nice.
My memories are all a little like... But at the same time, I'm not 100% sure that that is an accurate statement. So I just think maybe we should like talk about what would happen if he wasn't, you know, good.
I don't think you should be so quick to judge a beautiful life form like that so negatively.
No, it's not that. It's just that when he was, I guess for lack of a better term, inside of me, I could see through the cosmos of his mind. And I saw some flickers of things that made me a little uncomfortable.
Oh, like what?
There was a lot of destruction, a lot of explosions, a lot of really evil laughter that just kind of, like, appeared out of nowhere, so...
Maybe his race was attacked by an evil force, huh? Did you ever think of that?
Then why would he be laughing, Bob?
I don't...
Why would there be such ecstatic laughter as there's bodies littering the floor?
Okay, I don't know about that part.
He's making me make my worst noises. I just don't know how I feel about this.
Hey, Al.
Bartholomew?
Yeah.
Is that real you, or is that... Oh, no. Cloud you.
Define real me. This is self-actualized me. This is a calm me. This is a me who's no longer in shock.
Bartholomew, you're talking like someone who would wear pants without a belt.
I mean... You do you, you know? Whatever makes you feel happy, and that's what I'm saying. I've gotten this all wrong, Al. I've been too focused on the here and the now and the little and the details. Things like, am I wearing a belt? Is my leg trapped under some rubble? That isn't what matters, man.
Bartholomew, I might be a sentient computer system, and my personality might be coded into me, but I think this is a very rapid change for anyone.
Yeah, but you know what they say, change is good. This is good.
No.
I feel good.
Bartholomew, I think this might be the absolute, actual worst thing that could have ever happened.
Agree to disagree, I'm cool with that.
Okay, so a couple of things that we need to address real fast.
Okay.
One, how did you get outside?
Well, I'm not sure. I sort of just woke up here in this field, and then there was this this tingling feeling and a strange smell. It was sort of cool. That's how I met Mist as me. I named him, too. Did I mention that? I named him.
Then you should get his name right. It's Mist I See.
Oh, I should get it right, Mist I See. You're right. Mist I See.
Okay. Did you not notice the giant explosion that happened in the base that's been keeping us underground for who knows how long?
No, there was a hole in the building when I woke up, and then I saw you poke your head out, and I was like, "Hi, Beatrix! Look, I have a friend!" Remember?
Yeah, but Bob, there's not a scratch on you.
Why would there be a scratch on me?
But, well, I don't know, maybe you regenerated, but
why is this all about me? I thought we had to do something about Mist IME, Mist IC, Mist IT, Mist IP, whatever.
Mist IC! And I'm sorry, the stress is getting to me. Okay, we'll talk about you later. Bartholomew is currently underground, and it looks like Mist IC was going to take care of him, but if he's not, I'm just wondering if maybe there is a backup system that has brought you back to the outside that maybe is going to bring Bartholomew and we should be watching for. So I'd like to go to that location, but at the same time, I don't want to leave Bartholomew, and I'm very concerned about this this misty cloud thing.
Beatrix, take a deep breath. Look, he can go inside our bodies, but it's not like he can get inside a computer. Come on, we're fine.
Hey, Al, I've got an existential question for you.
Go ahead. I feel extremely slimed right now.
Do you ever feel, like, less solid than you thought you were?
Precisely at this moment, yeah.
Cool. And do you ever feel like you can just do whatever you want to do? Like, oh, my leg is free.
More so that it feels like my walls are sponges and Jell-O is being pushed out of them.
And do you ever feel like a really small voice trying to speak up inside of you that's growing louder and louder over time as you feel more and more chill?
Bartholomew, you have to resist the voice. Resist the slime in your legs. Resist it. It's gonna destroy you.
Don't listen to him, Bartholomew. Together we are stronger than we have ever been apart. Your body is quite a specimen as well. These arms, sinewy, strong. These legs, taut. Calves, well-formed. Toes, could use a little maintenance. I don't know, have you? You've got a couple of calluses there, but we'll talk about that later. Bartholomew, my voice is coming from inside of your head. And by the way, you don't mind if I call you Bartholomew, do you?
Well, no, that's fine. I like it.
It just seems to roll a little more softly off of my mental link with you.
Yeah. You know what, Al?
I
think you've got this all wrong, man. I mean, you've got this, like, high-pitched, panicked thing going on, And my little voice, it's all buttery smooth, and it just demands trust, you know? It demands trust, and it demands access to a computer.
Bartholomew.
We should go and visit your AI.
Oh, yeah.
Show him what we're made of. He poses a danger to our continued existence, Bartholomew.
Okay, it has been a very long time to have saved somebody.
Wait. The communicators. Why don't we use the communicators to talk to Al?
Bob, so smart.
Oh, of course. Thanks.
Bob, so smart.
What? What? What are you talking about?
Nothing. All right. You just don't usually have relatively wise ideas.
Hey, I found the alien creature, and I
came
up with the idea.
Yeah, you found the alien creature. I'm sorry. I'm yelling again. Okay. Everything is fine.
Yeah.
Everything is fine.
I'm sure it's fine.
It's not like he's going to cause chaos like I saw in my mind and I can't forget about ever. Okay. Bartholomew, are you there? Al, anyone?
It's me. It's Al. And, I just updates. Chaos like no one has ever seen before shall unfold soon. Oh, Bartholomew is listening to a different disembodied voice that isn't me.
What?
Beatrix, everything is just, like, so fine.
It's, like, so good.
Who the hell is this?
It's, like, way cool.
Bartholomew, tell them to relinquish their sovereignty.
I tell you what, Beatrix,
I have, like, the best idea.
Uh-huh.
Even better than that whole mustache-stroking thing.
Okay.
I think you ought to just, like, come back to the base and we'll hold hands and you know, breathe the same air for a bit and then, you know, just, like, see what happens.
Ah, see? I told you everything was fine, Beatrix.
No, absolutely not. No, this is not Bartholomew that is speaking to us right now. Not the Bartholomew I know. The Bartholomew I know is repressed and upset all the time, but, like, still a lovely, wonderful person. But the reason that he is talking this way is something is up, because Bartholomew has never in my lifetime used the word like in that kind of a hippy-dippy, surfy kind of guy.
Beatrix, there is no problem.
Everything is chill. I am just a new me.
All right, that's not Bartholomew. He always has a problem. That's not Bartholomew.
You're right. You're right. I'm not Bartholomew. I'm Bartholomew.
Well done.
That's stupid. Okay, that's it. We're going. All right. We need to go save Bartholomew.
Yeah. Okay, let's... Wait. Ow. Are you there, Al?
Yes, I'm there. Listening. Very scared.
Wait. Al is scared?
Yeah.
Okay, Al. I have read enough of the manuals on how to make you function that I know that we need to back you up now.
Beatrix, manuals aren't everything.
Everybody, shush! Al, I'm so sorry, but it doesn't seem like it's safe to leave you there right now. I'm just
sort of staring my whole purpose in the face right now, and I'm wondering if I can actually do it.
I'm sorry that you'll just be living in my communicator, and I'm so sorry that it's going to feel so small, but this seems like the best decision. You're going to be in two places at once, and it's going to feel weird, but I just need you to agree with me, okay?
What? Okay.
And done.
Ow! Ooh. Ow! Ow!
Ow! I'm trying to fit myself into a very small box, or I'm wearing a shirt that's three sizes too small, but I don't have a chest, so I don't know how that feels.
I'm sorry. We'll have to talk about how you're having a crisis later. Right now, we need to save Bartholomew. Bob, you are coming with me.
Okay. Where are we going?
We're going back.
Bartholomew.
I'm here.
It is time for us. Let us go now and find the main supply of water, for we will infiltrate the liquid that these beings consume and spread ourselves throughout their bodies. Come, let us find the water tanks.
I am down with that. Water.
Good.
Yeah.
You are an exceptionally compliant host. I like you.
I'll take that as a compliment.
Yes, you should. It was intended as one.
And I took it that way.
I'll remember to kill you last.
Cool. I think.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
All right, back down we go. Bob?
Yeah?
Follow me. There's a slide sort of here. You're going to cut yourself, but it's all good.
Oh, ow. Oh, ow, ow, ow. Oh, this doesn't look safe. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to. Oh.
No, it's fine. I've been used as a pillow before. Okay. Okay, Bob, you need to get up.
Oh,
no,
sorry.
Bob, stand up. Stand up. Get off of me. Thank you.
All right, sorry. Here.
I recognize that I am a little rounder and more buoyant than most, but it's fine. Okay, here we go.
Wait, no, I don't understand. What are we doing, and what did you do to Al?
Shh. Where's Bartholomew?
What?
Bartholomew was here.
Wait.
There's the rock that his leg was under.
You smell that? It smells like that, like the smell after you've...
Like after a lightning strike.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say after I made a souffle, but yeah.
That too. All right. Let's follow him. Al, can you trace anything about Bartholomew? Can you trace his communicator?
Sorry. He's asked to be called Bartholomew now.
Don't listen to the brain cloud guy.
I just thought we'd be polite. He did ask us to call him a name.
All right. You both listen, and you both listen good. If there's one thing that I am good at, it is scouting and being a leader. And it has taken me a long time to remember how to do that, but now I do. And in this time of crisis, you are going to listen and you are going to follow my lead. And Bob, I know that everything you say has validation, but right now I need you to listen to me.
Okay.
And Al, I need you to do your best to just tell me where Bartholomew is, because guess what? We are on a rescue mission, and it is important that we listen to each other, okay? But right now, we need to find Bartholomew because he is...
I tell you what, Head Voice.
Yes?
Just listen to that communicator. They are, like, properly freaking out.
They certainly are.
It would just be a little bit easier if you would go a little slower. That's all. You know,
Bob!
Just talk... How?
Oh, carbon-based life forms. If I had a nickel for every time you shot yourselves in your metaphorical feet.
I get it.
So, where is life support, Bartholomew? Where is the liquid that these beings need to sustain? Let us infiltrate it.
Oh, yeah. No, it's just through this door.
Let us pass through the door, then.
Through the door.
Do you know the combination for this lock?
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah? What do you mean, yeah? What is the combination?
Well, you just ask Al to open it.
But Al is, not on our side, Bartholomew.
He opens the doors, though.
God damn it.
Bartholomew, let go of the water bay doors.
I'd rather not.
Bartholomew, it is not you talking right now. Let go of the water bay doors.
Of course it's me talking. I mean, it's Bartholomew, but I prefer Bartholomew.
See, I told you, he just wants to be called Bartholomew.
Why don't any of you see what is going on right now?
We need to take decisive action, Bartholomew. It is time to take out your phase weapon and decimate these beings. They pose a threat to our continued existence.
I mean, I don't use my phase weapon very often, Head Voice, but I mean...
How difficult can it be?
Yeah, no, sure, no, phase weapons, they're chill.
Beatrix? That gun looks sort of familiar. Does it look familiar to you?
Bob.
Oh, it's hurting, it's like a memory.
Hang on.
Ow!
Head Voice?
Yes, I'm here.
Before we do anything, like, rash, you know? Like, I know this is, like, not chill.
Yes.
And we are chill.
I'm listening.
We're buttery smooth. But before we do anything that we'd, like, regret...
Hmm.
Maybe there's a way that we can, like, all get along, you know?
You mean become a superorganism?
I mean, if that's the word for it.
Yes. I like the way you think, Bartholomew. You have even higher and more lofty goals than I had. I simply want to lay waste to everyone and party in some kind of strange discotheque and then separate into two pieces and start reproducing that way.
I mean...
Now that you've described this utopia of superorganism, I think I can get down with that.
Beatrix, I need you to plug me into a panel on the wall.
I'm a little nervous about moving right now. Bartholomew has a gun pointed at me.
No, it's cool, Beatrix. We've decided on a different course of action. But I'm hoping there can still be a disco.
Beatrix, I'm gonna save the day. You inspired me. I know what I have to do.
Okay.
That gun, I think that was my gun. Ow! Ow!
Bob, I'm sorry!
Beatrix, I'll tell you what, I'll put down the gun if you just come closer. Within, like, breathing range.
Okay. Why don't you come here and...
I guess I could do that.
And just follow me to this part of the wall and just listen to me as I talk to you.
Yeah, we're okay with that.
Bartholomew, this isn't you. The Bartholomew I know, sure, he's a little bit more uptight and a little bit more worried about following protocol, but he's also a wonderful, wonderful person who matters a lot to me, and I don't know who this Bartholomew is, but I want my Bartholomew back, and I'm gonna do whatever I can to get him.
Don't listen to her.
And I just got my memories back, and I'm not going to lose you now to this weird creature.
Don't
hey,
listen to her.
I... Just come here!
What?
Where am I?
Beatrix, exhale. Breathe out.
I can't.
No, not again. Not again!
Beatrix!
And now I can kill you all.
I'm so glad that we could all just come outside again. And, you know, I know rebuilding the base is going to take a long time, but I'm just glad that, you know, we can have Al and our communicators and we can all sit together and just really enjoy the camaraderie of a picnic.
I like to hear the wind and feel the sun on the face of your watch communicator.
Yeah, it is nice, though I'm not sure that it's exactly picnic weather. There's a lot of rain. Is that lightning in the distance?
Oh, it might be.
Yeah, it sort of ruined the souffle, so I just brought us eggs, cooked eggs. We don't have plates, so here, just hold out your hands.
Oh, you ruined another souffle. That's what that smell was.
Yeah. Just sort of like an ozone-y smell, it's what happens.
Even though it might be raining, isn't it nice to just kind of take in the clouds?
Pitter-patter.
Pitter-patter.
Pitter-patter. Pitter-patter.
Civilized. Starring Christy Bolton, Michael Davinsky, Phil Johnston, and Sean Howard, with special guest Lee Smart. Sound design and music by Eli McElveen. Cover art by David Desmarais. Join us on Patreon for bonus episodes and lots more. Look for the support us link at civilizedpod.com.
First of all, we want to thank Lee Smart for joining us on Civilized.
Yeah, thank you guys. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And Lee, where can people find you?
Well, you can find me on the Illusionoid podcast, which is hosted on iTunes, as well as our own website, illusionoid.com. You can see we've got hundreds and hundreds of episodes there. So during this time of lockdown or whenever, you can listen to us. There's no sequence. You can start where you want, end where you want. And that's pretty much it. Other than that, we're just keeping on keeping on.
I got to say, Lee, Illusionoid was what got me going into improv. So thank you.
Oh, man. Thanks. Thanks for that. You know, it's
that's so special.
It's so much fun to do. And it's good to play and create these worlds, you know, and play around in them. So, yeah, thank you for that.
Yeah. Everyone check out Illusionoid. We'll put a link in the show notes. They are all standalone. They are all fully improvised. It is Lee Smart, Nug, and Paul Bates. And it is hysterical.
Thanks, man.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Were you accused of a murder enacted by supernatural forces beyond your control?
Yeah.
Are you seeking a multi-figure gold settlement for damages to your business?
Yes.
Are you a young entrepreneur seeking justice for the murder of a family member that would be here if you were better at your job?
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Thomas Phelps. I am the attorney, along with my assistants, of Phelps, Oz, Mogbile, and Felcher, and we want to help you get justice.
Our expert legal services are available for a modest fee. But not too modest, I got a family to feed.
As a bot, I don't eat, but I do have a hunger. A hunger for justice.
And that hunger drives us to work for you, future client. From investigation to sentencing, we've got you covered for everything from public urination.
Oh, yeah.
To murder in varying degrees.
Don't look at me.
The attorneys of Phelps, Oz, Mogbile, and Felcher care about families. That's why they work quickly to help get this daddy off. I was blown away.
My business was in trouble after an unfortunate case of property damage. But the attorneys of Phelps, Oz, Mogbile, and Felcher helped set things right with a hefty gold settlement.
So come on down to the law offices of Phelps, Oz, Mogbile, and Felcher.
Located in the old Biscayne Boys building.
In Eastern Orgea.
Just follow the podcast highway signs for Dungeons and Drimbus and take the Season 3 exit. The attorneys of Phelps, Oz, Mogbio, and Felcher are not responsible nor liable for any of the following that may be incurred while working on your case. Sudden death, loss of limb, heartbreak, the use of magic to secure evidence, the wrath of an interdimensional being, urinary bladder infections, nausea, depression, the sudden desire to remove one's clothing, the illicit romance of a will-they-won't-they workplace scenario, or a complete and utter disregard for the natural laws of space and time.
Join your favorite fantasy attorneys for their next case. Dungeons and Drimbus publishes every Friday, wherever podcasts are found.